Welcome again to worship tonight. For those of you who just came in, my name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. Leading worship tonight and preaching is one of Holden's directors, Paul Hinderly. We begin by singing a hymn, Praising God for Mercy. It's number 587, 587. And as you are able, you're invited to stand.
Please take a seat. Before we begin, I should say, probably remind everybody here that this is one of my favorite topics. And I'm a little bit like the Baptist preacher. As we heard on Sunday from Pastor Mary, there are Episcopalian Baptists in the South and Lutheran Baptists. But this was a Baptist. And every week he would preach, and every week he would preach on water baptism. And Christmas it was fine to preach on water baptism, but and maybe Easter it's fine to preach on water baptism, but every Sunday he was preaching on water baptism. So finally, the elders got together and they said, Pastor Maynard, you are not going to preach on water baptism one more time. You are going to preach on something else this next Sunday. So Pastor Maynard said, all right. Sunday came, and Pastor Maynard stood up and he said, all right, this Sunday I'm going to preach on salvation. I'm going to preach on justification. I'm going to preach on predestination. I'm going to preach on sanctification with a few random comments on water baptism. I, too, always have a few random comments on water. I can't get over the texts on water. Two texts, if you listen to them, the Holy Spirit, I pray, will be in this room from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 5th chapter. God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. And Jesus' words from the 7th chapter of John, on the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." That's the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, that's the church and water, but we should listen to what we do. Can we have some water, please? We have rivers of water here. Can we listen to rivers of water? Please pay attention. A little more tinkly, please. There. Okay. Good. I don't think I can hear it. Okay. That's okay. Well, that's sort of what happens. Thank you so much, worshipful assistant. That is what happens in the church. We make the rivers of living water often into little tiny channels. We make it into pouring out a little tinkle. And Jesus says, out of you are going to come rivers of living water. The word rivers, I think, is kind of important there. Instead, we make it sort of a little stream. It's funny that we do have a little stream like that. It took about 7 years for it to pop out of the front door of the mine. When the miners all left in 1957, they sort of forgot to clean up, and they turned off the pumps and turned off the fans, and slowly, it took 7 years, and then water started to come out of the front door of the mine, and it sounds a little bit like that water. But that's not the water that's going to flow out of you. The water that's going to flow out of you and me comes right out of Jesus on the cross, that blood and water flowing. Instead, we have a stream here, a creek here, a river here. In fact, Paul Haynes, our venerable manager of all things that have to do with public policy, always calls the creek a river, because this is really, Railroad Creek is a river that wants to be God of this valley. It was used to being the big kahuna in this valley. And you know what? That's what Jesus is saying about us. We get to be in that river too. It's the craziest river I've ever heard of. Well, you can hop in, and I'll tell you that T.S. Eliot also doesn't know much about gods, he says, but he thinks that the river is a strong, brown god. And it certainly, certainly is. If you are in that river, you're not going to be predictable at all. But how are you going to get into it? How are you going to jump in? Well, I think the only way you can jump into that river is if you're full of holes, because then it can go right through you. My father had an experience when he was middle-aged. He was going to be a professor at Luther Seminary, and at that time, all the professors had to be vetted and approved by the church convention. And one of the old Norwegian pastors came up to my father and said, "Hinderly, you're so full of holes, it's amazing you have to go to the bathroom ever." And my dad said all he could say was, "But I'm in the stream. I'm in the river. I can be full of holes." Well, he didn't get elected to the seminary. But that's the truth, isn't it? All this summer, we've been talking about cracked clay jars so the light can go through. But that's how the water gets out, too. That's how we don't end up with busted guts. But our guts are busted, aren't they? Well, I've got to tell you about a couple of people that are on the banks of the Mississippi. They're buried there now. This is from the men's Bible study, which meant for many years. And I'm not going to talk about, those of you who think I'm going to talk about Brother Ted or Brother Robert. Brother Ted was our Franciscan and Brother Robert was our Dominican. That's what we called them. Brother Robert would always just say, "Why don't we just kill them all?" Meaning everybody who didn't agree with him. And Brother Ted had such a wonderful voice, and he would say, "Oh no, first we're going to preach the love of Jesus, and then we can kill them." But I want to talk about two of the saints who sat near them. They were both named Bill. One was named Bill Tiffany, and one was named Bill Mathis. And Bill Tiffany said, he was a retired farmer. He gave everything he had to the Tiffany Wildlife Area. If you ever are in western Wisconsin and go to where the Chippewa comes into the Mississippi, there's thousands of square miles that are called part of the Tiffany Wildlife Area. Anyway, but he said, "I have to come to Bible study because I dry up if I don't come. And when I come, it flows through me." Well, I asked him, "What flows through you? What flows through you, Bill?" And he said, It flows through me." And I realized Robert was nearby. Robert had decided sometime before, he'd studied scripture so long that he realized he'd found out the difference between the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't know this. So I'll let you in on Robert's insight. It's really simple when you think about it, but the Holy Spirit comes out during the day, and the Holy Ghost comes out at night. So, therefore, it flows through me. We'll just call it it. The other wonder was Bill Mathis, who, when Brother Robert and some of his acolytes broke into the church and burned all of the Marty Haugen liturgies because they hated it, said this wonderful thing. "You know, the new is always hated. Everybody always hates the new, don't they?" And it was a wonderful moment for me. It was flowing through him. And then he said, "You know, it's like my favorite hymn. There's a wildness in God's mercy." And I thought, thank you, Jesus. When you go back home tonight, remember that hymn we sang and think, instead of just wideness, there's a wildness, because our God's a tremendously wild lover. If you think about Jesus emptying himself, well, where did it go? If Jesus empties himself, where does that go? Well, it could go to the Age of Aquarius, I suppose. That's coming up, and we could sing that. But it doesn't just go to some place where we can think it. It goes to some place where it washes over us. And when Pastor Mary said on Sunday night, "You don't know," remember that? "You don't know," what her friend's mother, Melba, used to say. "You don't know." I was reminded of what my 3-year-old niece used to say whenever we would take care of her, and we'd say, "Oh, Lucy, what have you been doing?" And she'd say, "You can't know. You can't know." "And where are you going, Lucy?" "You can't know." And I was thinking, okay, I can do that with scripture tonight. How is it that all this goodness is emptied out? How does that work? You don't know. You can't know. Paul says in Romans 5, the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. How does that work? How can I think that through? You don't know. You can't know. Your lives are going to be one of not knowing. Your lives are going to be one, though, in the river, and you're going to be part of being poured out. How does that work? I don't know. You can't know. Several years ago, I had a dream. I dreamt that my father, who was full of holes, of course, but not in this dream, but he'd been dead for about 8-9 years, and I dreamt he came out of the sauna up at our cabin, which is on the Brule River, right by a very treacherous falls called Sauna Bath Falls. It's called that by the kayakers who every once in a while try to get down it, and usually their kayaks are found at the bottom of the pool. But it's a great, great place for a sauna. And there, he popped out of the door of the sauna. And I was rather happy to see him, as you can imagine. So I asked him, "How is it?" And he said, "It's glorious." And I said, "Do you have any answers?" And he said, "Answers?" And he laughed and he said, "No, no, no answers. Just lots of love. Lots and lots of love." And then he turned, like Beatrice, to the eternal fountain, the river. And you know, I was so thankful that he told me, "You don't know. You can't know. Jump in, holy, full of holes person. Holy, holy, holy. W-H-O-H-O-L-E-H-O-L-Y person. The water's glorious." So I invite you all, jump in. The water's glorious. You don't know. You can't know. But jump in. Because Jesus, whose arms are out on the cross, is saying, "Come on in. The water's glorious." Let's pray together. Our gracious, loving God, we come to your cross and pray and find you are the one welcoming us into the adventure that is so amazing, into the adventure that lasts forever, into that adventurous swim that's going to go on and on. Thank you for our holes. Thank you for our making us people who love being holy, holy. Thank you for this wondrous place, for these most amazing people, and for the wildness of your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, go in peace. It's beyond understanding. In that wildness of God's mercy. Thanks be to God.